Did you ever think, really, that you would be back in the saddle again at Center in the Square?
No, I didn't think so. I was headed for comfortable retirement, as comfortable as it can be considering my resources. But I did not think about getting back into the day-to-day administration and management of really any organization. I was thinking about some light consulting time, you know, every now and then. I've been there, back there, what, about 2 months plus right now, and it's been quite a challenge. It's been enjoyable, and we're doing things that perhaps we would not have done had I stayed there and never left. Well, we're reorganizing the roles of staff members and focusing each functional area on its particular specialty, and delegating responsibility and authority to those positions. Of course, those positions are evaluated on a regular basis, and we're also focusing our major fundraiser on higher donor prospects. I think now is the time to change focus some and try to make a center sustainable for years to come, which means that we need to raise a little bit more money for our endowment.
Now, you know, and you wrote about this a little bit in your recent op-ed, you know, Vice Mayor Dave Trinkle and David Wine have proposed this, that the city get involved with creating this arts endowment that basically could help fund arts and cultural organizations in the city. What do you think about that idea? Would that help a center in the square and the museums and the theater that's located at center? Would something like that help?
I think that's a great idea. In fact, you know, the state used to send $2.4 million to Roanoke for the various museums and organizations. And when they pulled that $2.4 million, it was impossible to make that up through corporate and individual contributions.
And that, so, that's been, probably at least 10 years ago, correct?
Yeah, that's been a long time. So what has happened in that time period is organizations have cut back their offerings and cut back their services to the public and therefore cut back staff. The other thing that's happened in some cases is facilities and exhibits have suffered to an extent. And that's kind of where we found Center Square about 5 years ago, that the facility was suffering after 25 years of operation and exhibits were suffering. So we decided that we either needed to close or do something about it. So we did something about it, and we did not just go in and paint and refurbish a few exhibits. We brought in new ideas to the valley, hoping that the region would benefit because of the new ideas we brought in, which were butterflies and aquariums and rooftop venues and entertainment spaces. And we just wanted to make Center more of an attraction, which would attract more dollars to the valley.
How long has the renovated Center in the Square been open now?
May 2013.
Okay.
So when we reopened.
All right. So you came back a year after basically it opened, and we're talking again with Jim Sears, president and general manager at Center in the Square. What's your overall assessment? Number one, has it helped, or do the numbers show that it has attracted, the renovated Center in the Square has attracted more people into the building?
You know, I've been at Center since 1993. And looking at our attendance over all those years and different ways that museums count numbers, taking all that into consideration, I would say that the new center attracts more visitors and children and school children than we ever have before. Right now we're having about 5,000 visitors per week in the atrium. Of course, the atrium is free and the rooftop's free. So we have about 5,000 people per week just in the atrium. And if you've been there before, you would know that the atrium attracted hardly anyone except on the way to a museum. But now people will come and linger in the atrium for an hour or two.
People love looking at fish in the tanks?
Yeah, they love looking at fish. And, of course, of the fish, you know, it's hard to believe, but of all the fish, probably the most popular exhibit in the atrium of the turtles. People love the turtles. It's amazing. It was almost an afterthought of putting the turtles in there, but we were putting saltwater livestock in the atrium, and I said, well, why don't we focus on the Roanoke River some, local fish, and turtles too. Well, turtles fascinate people. If you watch the turtles watch you also. So if you move around in front of the turtle tank or aquarium, the turtles' heads will follow you. And so it seems like you've made a connection.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the money you used to get from the state. Do you get any money from the state now?
No, I don't anticipate state funding ever coming back. Ever is certainly maybe not the right word. But because Attorney General Cuccinelli ruled that the state cannot support non-state owned and operated facilities, and that's not only museums, but it's also the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and many other organizations. I doubt that that will be overturned anytime soon. So there's no point in us looking toward the state for additional funding. There's a remote chance that some money could be set up for specific programs, for example, something the Science Museum might offer. But for facility maintenance and so forth, I don't think we're going to find that. But as I mentioned, $2.4 million, so if we look at a local endowment of, say, 20, and I think that's what the Davids are looking at, the $20 million would produce about $1 million in annual operating support. And compared to 2.4, seems like it's a little bit less than half. But on the other hand, organizations have cut back their expenses over the years, and the $1 million would be of great, great benefit to the organizations.
Now, it wouldn't go just to Center and the Square. It could wind up somewhat to Taubman and other places, correct?
It would go to, as far as I know, it would go to all of the various arts and cultural organizations in the Valley. Everybody would get, if they qualified, everyone would get a share. I certainly would not anticipate a large share when you're distributing $1 million over as many organizations as we have. We can't be greedy and try to take more than can be justified in comparison to the others.
We're talking with Jim Sears, President and General Manager at Center in the Square. You know, one thing that's been mentioned or floated in past, and it might even be being done in some cities, Jim, is they've talked about like a special arts taxing district where, you know, in a certain core section of downtowns or whatever, that there would be a special, like almost like a hotel or a meals tax. Have you ever thought about something like that, or has that ever been floated in Roanoke?
Yeah, we've talked about that for about 20 years.
I thought so, yeah.
And, you know, problem with that is that Virginia is a conservative state, and residents of Virginia and politicians don't like taxes. And when you're talking about a taxing district, you have to go to the state level to get approval for that taxing district. And we just haven't had the appetite by our local legislators to take that forward. There are some regions in Virginia that have some local taxing approval. So I think something as simple as a 0.5% added to the sales tax to benefit libraries, parks, and arts and culture, to me, would be of value, and probably after a short time would not even be noticed, because 0.5% is not a lot of money.
But because of the Dillon rule, you'd have to go back to General Assembly, I would imagine.
That's right. That's the rule.
You recently had an op-ed, and there was a few letters in the paper criticizing pricing, admission pricing, specifically at the Science Museum, and then they were wondering why isn't there a pay-one price so you can go see the Science Museum, the History Museum, the Harrison Museum? And you addressed some of that. You justified the pricing at the Science Museum. And talk about that, why the pricing they charge is justified.
I think the pricing, as you look at the Science Museum alone, I think the fee without the Tut exhibit is $10 per adult. And if you compare that to other museums, to me, anyway, that's not a bad value considering all of the exhibits that the Science Museum has and the newness of their exhibits and the challenge that they're giving people to think and to process what they have there. And a person who's truly interested in science and interested in the exhibits that they have and the knowledge that they can convey through their exhibits could stay there for 3, 4, and 5 hours if they wanted to. In looking at prices across the nation, I don't think it's terribly high. On the other hand, I do agree with the public that there should be a single ticket and there should be a reduced price for that ticket if you can buy one single ticket to everything, because it gets costly when you walk up with a family of four to go to any of the museums. And just taking, you know, one in an example, you might be dealing with $40, $50, depending on the museum, for a family. Now, how you beat that is you buy a membership. And I think the Science Museum offers a very competitive family membership or senior membership or individual membership. And in the case of the Science Museum, if you buy a membership there, then you can use that across the country in hundreds of different science-type museums. So it's a really good deal.
When you mentioned the Science Museum, this is sort of going to be the point museum for the Virginia Science Festival coming up in October. Are you excited about that? Maybe another way to also draw attention to the Science Museum and Center in the Square.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is. And it just communicates to the public that the Science Museum is active in the community and is active with local colleges and universities and is leading the way in terms of local science education and STEM education. So there's a lot that takes place in any of the museums, science in particularly. We're talking about science. And you know, we can talk about Mill Mountain Theater, too, and talk about the wonderful things that Mill Mountain Theater brings to the table, or Roanoke, Opera Roanoke, or the Symphony, and the Harrison Museum and the History Museum, the Link Museum. All of these things are good for the public. Roanoke Ballet Theater, all those are under Center and Square's umbrella. So we offer a real benefit to this community. And someone last night asked me about pricing. I said, well, you know, I think it's fair. Would I prefer that it would be less? Sure, because families need the opportunity to go to the museums. But what happens if we didn't have any of those? And those things have to be funded. They just aren't free. And if they aren't getting state money and federal money, how do you support it? Well, you support it through whatever you can garner locally, and then local contributions and admission prices. And those are about the sources of funding.
Do you think people in Roanoke sort of have to develop, Jim, a different mindset about the attractions here, that if the venue is put in the work to become a better venue and a better attraction, that they're going to have to pay more money? It's like, you know, people who don't want to pay anything for parking, they'll go to Charlotte or Raleigh and not think about paying $5. You think people here have to sort of develop maybe even a different mindset about having to pay for a quality entertainment value?
Maybe. On the other hand, we may be talking about a few people. I don't think we are talking about a few people in some cases, because our frontline staff at Center down in the atrium here, they hear every day that there should be some kind of combined pass. We don't hear so much about the pricing of that combined pass. We just hear that there should be one. And, of course, the implication in the discussion is that that pass should be less. And that pass will be less. That pass will be developed. And we'll make an announcement on that pass, as well as a deeply cut price on one Sunday per month. And we should do that within the next 30 days. We'll have an announcement on that. And why hasn't that been done before? Why not in the last 30 years? Well, it just hasn't been. Not that we haven't discussed it. It's been a topic for discussion for years. And I think we're at a point now that we'll come forward with a combined one ticket price.
Do you think that will also help get more people into the Harrison Museum and the History Museum specifically? If you got to pay one price and you're – and I would imagine that the Science Museum is probably the biggest attraction as far as the museums there, but that it'll get more people, Jim, into these other attractions.
Well, I think it'll get more people into those. I think the two organizations that will benefit by a combined ticket will be Harrison and History. And looking at the attendance driven by science and attendance driven by the other two, more people will be buying a combined pass who would be interested in attending science and will attend the other two because of science. So it's difficult then to ask science to reduce their prices dramatically. The other two organizations will benefit. Now, whether science will benefit because more people will buy that combined ticket and will go to the museums is just a question that's lingering out there to be answered by trying.
We're talking to Jim Sears, president and general manager of Center in the Square. Just to wrap up here, the renovations are a little bit over 1 year old. You're back again. What's your overall assessment? Are you happy with, or are people happy, the board or whatever, are they happy with the renovations and what it's done for Center and Square?
Yeah, we hear every day from the public how impressed they are with the renovations, and many people compare Center and Square now to places in Chicago, New York, or other much, much larger cities and say they haven't seen a facility like that in either these big cities. I'm very pleased with the renovations. We have had very, very minimal issues associated with the renovation. We've added butterflies. We've added a whole array of aquariums in the atrium. We've added a rooftop venue. And then not to forget, each museum offer new exhibits, and they updated all their equipment and all their exhibit materials. So it's a new experience for people who haven't been there.
All right. Jim Sears is the president and general manager of Center in the Square. And Jim, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.